Do you believe in dinosaurs? You got all choked up. I wonder why.
Choked up? No,
Yeah.
I never got choked up.
Yeah, you got all choked up and you threw me off.
I have no idea
Right,
what
because
you're
you know
talking about.
dinosaurs don't exist. They never did. It's a big lie.
They did, and cladistically, birds are dinosaurs, so.
No, they didn't. That's fake science.
I
You know
kind
it's
of
fake.
doubt that you even know what science is.
You know what science is? What do you know?
Yes.
You don't know anything.
Well, I don't know anything.
Yeah, it seems like it. You just make shit up. And if you don't like what
Make
you
shit
hear, you
up.
throw
Okay.
people off your live stream. So that's
Okay.
a coward.
So, could you describe what science is?
Science is the invention of man.
It
The
is an
scientist.
invention by man, but
Right.
that's not what science is.
Right. Then you have science fiction that's classified
Okay,
as
so
science.
you don't know what science is,
I
right?
just
So
explain.
you came in here and you said it's fake science, but you don't even know what science is.
I
So
just said science is the
for you to
invention of
tell
man.
people what is and is not science when you don't have the ability to even define or describe it in any way at all
What do you mean?
is
I just said
really, really bizarre.
science is the invention of man.
Toasters are an invention of man.
That's
There,
science.
with that information, could you build or draw or invent a toaster yourself? You could not, could you? Because we haven't
I'm
actually
not an engineer.
described the thing in any meaningful way. So go ahead and tell
I'm
us
not
what
an
science
engineer.
is. For the
I
record, you
just told you.
can't, but go ahead and try to tell us what science is.
I already said it. Science is the invention of man. Man
Yeah, that's
invents
not what
something.
science. So, okay, you must not have been paying attention. Toasters are also an invention of man, but the statement, a toaster is an invention of man, doesn't actually describe what a toaster is. It doesn't allow anybody to explain or to understand what the thing is. You couldn't make one with those instructions. You couldn't draw one for somebody that had never seen one before. Somebody that had never seen one before could not go back to their group of people and be like, "Hey, toasters are an invention of man." And then everybody would be like, "Oh yeah, let's make one." So
Yeah,
again, you haven't
but where
actually described anything.
but
So you made the very
toasters,
specific claim that I believe in like fake science or I peddle fake
right,
science. So
toasters are
In order for anybody to take your claim seriously, you need to demonstrate that you actually know what you're talking about.
let somebody
So
speak.
describe what
Let's let
science is and
somebody
the difference between fake science
speak.
and real science. Go ahead and do that right now.
Fake science is the ability to write. Like Lord of the Rings. If some
You're
people actually believe
an
that,
idiot, just so you
you're an
know.
idiot.
You're an actual stupid
See, there
person.
you go. Dude, this guy doesn't like what you say,
No, there
and then he
you
calls you
go.
an idiot. Did I call you an
No,
idiot
it's
while you were
just you
talking?
and
You have
people.
no
It's just
respect.
you and people like you.
Like me, what
So,
about
like,
people like
it sounds
you
like you're talking to the
that believe
audience
in
and you're,
fake
see,
science?
this guy wants to tell you that blah, blah, blah. No, it's just you and people like you.
No,
So.
people like you are creating bullshit. You're trying to make people believe in lies.
Such
That's what you
as?
want to do. Such as
Such
dinosaurs.
as? Yeah,
Dinosaurs.
dinosaurs definitely existed.
Moon
So,
landings.
could you?
Evolution.
I have a question. Could you
Nuclear
tell us what
bomb.
science is?
I already explained to you, it's man creates science. Who creates
Yeah, and
science?
I explained that man also
Who
creates
writes the
toasters,
journals of
but that doesn't
science?
tell you what a toaster is. So tell us what
It
science
doesn't
is.
matter what a toaster is. Toaster is a tool. It's something invented by
So it's
science through
science.
electricity, electronics, engineering that people buy it to make toast.
Why are you talking about toasters?
You bought up toasters, not me.
It was an analogy.
All right,
We're
so I'm
talking about
explaining.
science, okay? So you haven't described what science is.
Science is the invention of man.
Yeah, that's not a description of science
Right,
because
why don't you
men
tell
have
us what
invented all kinds of things like toasters and like light bulbs,
Well, that's
okay?
science.
A toaster, a light bulb, and science are three completely different things, but they all fit under the category of what you just said, an invention by man. So you haven't actually described anything. This is the fifth or sixth time that I've had to make that clear, and yet you still have not come up with anything. How do you seriously live with this? How do you live with this? How are you comfortable knowing nothing and then going around pretending like you know things?
Just because you think you know something doesn't mean that I don't know something.
Well, I've given you several opportunities to demonstrate your knowledge about what science is, and you have failed catastrophically every single time.
You're defending your beliefs. You believe in science. That's fake.
I haven't actually defended anything yet. All I've done is wait for you to describe one single aspect of how science works, and you haven't been able to do it. Yeah, you deserve it.
So do you. Eat what you sow. Whatever you're telling me, you get it right back.
No.
Yeah.
Better men than you have tried and also failed, and you certainly have no shot at success with that.
66 million years ago and created fossil fuels. That's what you believe. That dinosaurs
are responsible for fossil fuels? No, only an idiot would believe that. But apparently that is what you believe. So what does that tell us about you?
If that's the case, why would you believe in dinosaurs?
We have the physical evidence of dinosaurs, a huge amount of it.
Have you ever seen a dinosaur bone?
Yes.
No. Well, you haven't. Where?
Yeah, in all kinds of museums.
Those are fake.
How do you know that they're fake? Or are you just claiming that they're fake?
Next time you go to a museum, ask the curator, these fake bones? She's going to tell you, yeah, they're all fake.
Claiming that they're fake.
Next time you go to a museum, ask the curator, these fake bones? She's going to tell you, yeah, they're all fake.
Claiming that they're fake.
Next time you go to a museum, ask the curator, these fake bones? She's going to tell you, yeah, they're all fake.
These, some of them may be recreations, but they have plenty of real ones. I've seen all kinds of them.
You know why you can't touch a dinosaur bone?
I have several fossils. They're in my classroom. I don't have them here. I do have a fossil right over there. Do you want to see it?
You may have a rock. A rock is not the same as a dinosaur bone. I'm sure you
fossils
have a
are a type of rock. They're okay. Chemical sedimentary rocks for the most part.
That's different. That's not a dinosaur bone. I'm sorry.
It's not a bone. That's not what a fossil is. Oh, see, you don't even know what a fossil is. So a fossil is a lithified impression of the bone or tissue or whatever it was, because the organic material does not last that long. But it can create a cavity whereby minerals precipitate out of solution and then take on the form of that thing.
Well, I'm glad you said that because minerals don't last 66 million years.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Well, they don't.
Carbon
does not exist that long because it's just impossible.
Carbon doesn't exist that long? Well, the fact that Earth is very old and has carbon immediately disproves that claim. So that's interesting.
Right, but that has a different type of carbon. That has carbon that has already
what is carbon, John? Go ahead and tell us what carbon is. You couldn't tell us what science is, and now you're going to fail to tell us what carbon is. Go ahead.
I'm not failing at anything. I don't claim to be anything. I just say that I don't believe in
you are making claims and you can't back them up.
I don't
so what is carbon?
Because I says you've never
what
touched
is
a dinosaur,
carbon?
And you admitted that I'm right. You never touched a dinosaur. You pointed
what
at
is
a rock.
Carbon.
Carbon is like when you get a leaves that fall off a tree and they decompose and become like a carbon neutral.
Carbon is like when you step on a leaf?
No, when it decomposes, it turns to carbon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not what carbon is. Carbon is an element. You can find it on the periodic table. I'll let you. That'll be your homework, John, to figure out what carbon actually is, so you don't sound like such a jackass when you come on here and try to say things.
So when you have dinosaurs, when they die, they decompose and their bones deteriorate and just vanish. They don't last for 60 million years.
The bones? Of course they don't. But there is a non-zero chance that the bones will leave a cavity in the sediment, and that through chemical sedimentation, through a process of chemical sedimentary rocks, will fill up that space and leave
a
cast behind of the original material.
But that's not a dinosaur bone. That's a cast.
Never said it was. Because that's not what fossils are.
We're talking about dinosaur bones. Forget
about
we're
talking about dinosaur fossils. And now it seems like you were doubting that fossils even can exist. But now I think you realized that fossils actually do exist. And now you changed it to bones. Nope, it was never bones. It was fossils. So, John, you changed the – you moved the goalpost. It was really obvious. We have the receipts here. So dinosaur fossils do exist, and dinosaurs existed. It's also weird that you claimed dinosaurs never existed, but here you are talking about that there are dinosaur fossils, but not dinosaur bones. So you've admitted that dinosaurs do exist. We're making very good progress here, John.
You said you have a dinosaur fossil. You said you have a fossil. I said dinosaurs never existed.
I don't have a dinosaur fossil, but I do have a fossil. It's right over there if you want me to go get it.
You have something that went through acid, whatever, and fused itself into a rock. Ooh, big deal. Somebody could have made that.
What does that mean?
Just threw it in the ground. Yeah, exactly.
I have something that went through acid and formed a rock. Ooh, big deal. John, you don't. I think the list of things that you know could probably be counted on one hand. Based on the way you described that,
well, the list of things
I think
that you
the total number of real world facts that you possess in your skull could probably be counted on one hand.
So can yours. So can yours. You're very uneducated. You have no common sense.
No, I actually have. I have two diplomas. I could go get those too if you want. If you want to check those out,
that doesn't make you smart. Those diplomas.
The question,
made you
no, you did not claim that I was not smart. You claimed that I wasn't educated.
I'm not smart.
See, this is that moving the goalpost thing that you did earlier, where you claim you say there are no dinosaur fossils, but there are dinosaur fossils, so you change it to dinosaur bones. Then you say I'm uneducated, but no, I'm actually twice formally educated. And then you say, yeah, but that doesn't mean you're smart. But we weren't talking about smart, John.
Well, you're insulting me, so you're calling me. You're saying that I'm
I
not
haven't
smart.
Insulted you in a while, actually.
You just said I can't say five things on my hand. It's just, that's an insult. You don't even know when you're insulting people?
That's not what I said. So you kind you of you kind of made my point,
you know
but
said.
that's not what I said.
You know what you said. You know what you said. Come on. You know what you said. Come on, stop.
Yes, I do know what I said. Stop. You don't know what I said
you
because what you said is not what I said.
You dream of dinosaurs, of one day finding a dinosaur bone?
No.
Oh, okay. You should. I mean, why don't you go look for dinosaur bones and find one?
Don't tell me
go
what to do,
go find a dinosaur
John.
Bone.
Okay, anyways.
How come you can't touch a dinosaur bone?
There are fossils of dinosaurs in museums. There are fossils of all kinds of things. You could probably go and find a fossil within 100 miles of where you live. It wouldn't be that hard.
That's not the same as finding dinosaur bones and putting gigantic creatures together.
Nobody said that they were bones. They're fossils. So, John, do you deny the existence of fossils?
They find bone teeth. From a tooth, they make a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, oh, we found a tooth.
No, we actually have multiple more than 90% complete Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Did they ever find a full dinosaur? 100%.
What if we find all but one of its bones?
But how do you know what
and
it
by
is?
By bones, I mean fossils.
How would you know what it was? If you find one bone, how do you know what that is?
I
You're
said all
shit
but
up.
One bone. You are
You're
very
making
bad
it
at you are very bad at listening.
Because you're not making any sense. I know what you're trying to say. I heard your story.
No, this makes perfect sense. You either can't understand it or you aren't listening.
You don't. Well, you want
neither, neither one of those bodes very well for you.
You
so,
want
John,
me?
Just,
you want to believe that I don't understand your nonsense?
Whatever. We're just going to completely start over. Okay.
It's your nonsense.
We're going to completely start over. Okay. Do you deny the existence of any fossils on the planet?
Well, what I think happens is that you have certain animals that, you know, they I guess they die and they fuse into a rock, and guys go in the ground, pick up these rocks and see little shapes and say things that they've discovered this great thing. But it's probably nothing that special. Carbon dating is not accurate.
No,
it's
we're not,
not
talking about carbon dating. We're not
well,
talking about carbon dating.
How did they date it for 66 million years? If it's
They
not
certainly
accurate.
don't use carbon dating, but
Well, then
that is not
how do you date
the
it? How do
topic
you
at
know that
hand.
it's 60 million years old?
We can get to that in a little bit, but instead of you just changing the subject and moving the goalpost for the 50 millionth time, we're going to just stick on one thing, okay? So there are animals that die and become fossilized sometimes. It sounds like you agree that that happens, right?
No, animals' bones and bodies decompose. They don't become fossilized.
Okay, so, but you
Like
claimed that they
when fish
do
die in the sea,
fossilize. You say
they
that they
decompose.
fuse and turn into a rock, which was your very silly
No,
way of
well,
saying
that's
like what a fossil is or
certain
whatever.
things, not animals, like mammals and fish and birds. They decompose and disappear, or they get eaten by other animals. They don't
Yeah,
fossilize.
not all the time. Okay, so my question
All the
earlier,
time.
when I said, do
All the
you
time.
deny the existence of any fossils on the planet? You didn't say yes, but now it sounds like you are saying yes.
No,
So
I'm
what's
not.
the answer,
The
John?
circle of
Do you
life
think that
is
there are any fossils?
decomposition.
John,
There
do
were
you think
fossils,
that
but
there are
they're
any
not
fossils?
mammals. They're probably like, who knows what they are, but they're
John,
not like
stop
they don't
rambling.
prove
This
the
is a
existence
yes
of
or no
dinosaurs.
question.
Yeah, but a
Stop
fossil doesn't prove
rambling.
the existence of a dinosaur. I know where you're trying to get
A
to. That's not.
fossil of a dinosaur would. Okay. The question is very simple. Do you flat out deny that fossils of anything at all exist? Go ahead and unmute yourself and answer the question.
The fossils that they find are written by these people who go to college to get stupid degrees like anthropology and write bullshit. So you believe it that they didn't waste their time in college. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, okay, so that's your
Basically
conspiracy theorist claim, but it's not an answer to the question. The question was, do you
I
deny the
don't know. I've
existence
never
of
found a
any fossil on
fossil.
our planet?
I've seen
Oh, you're
things in
rambling. I'm going to take my
museums.
headphones off because whatever you're going to say is irrelevant, and I'm going to go grab something and
Well,
be
what
right
you say
back.
is irrelevant too. I mean, basically, what you're doing is you're defending people who write bullshit articles because you believe it, because you think you have an education, but you really don't. You have some kind of bullshit belief
Oh
in
my God, you're still
science.
talking? What are you even talking about?
Right, because you are closing your ears to it because you know I'm right. You're closing your ears to your
I
ignorance.
asked you a specific question and you wouldn't
I
answer it,
answered it. I said
and then
that.
I
I
just
says
went
I
to
don't
go and
believe it. I says
grab
I've never
something
seen a
real quick.
fossil. I've never seen anything. All I have to do is trust some jerk who went to college.
Okay, so you can shut up once again. So I have several fossils, but all of them except for this right? So these are fossilized mosasaur teeth. Okay, so
How do you know they're real?
right here, fossilized.
Did you find
How
them?
do I know?
Did you
What?
buy them? Did you pay
I
for
didn't
them?
find them, no.
Did you pay for them?
Yes.
Okay, who did you pay to get them?
A geologist.
Oh, where did he get them? So you
He
actually
found
paid
them.
some guy for a rock? How much did you pay for it?
Oh my God, John, you're very
You should have
stupid.
bought Bitcoin. You
John,
would have did better than
I could make this claim for literally anything at all.
Who paid for a rock? See, you're not
Yes, John.
that
John, you are spewing
bro.
your idiotness to everybody with this
Guys, would
claim.
you pay
John,
for a
I've
rock?
yeah,
Bought a fossil?
it's
Oh,
funny
man,
that you
that's
think it's funny,
embarrassing.
but like whatever.
It is
John,
funny.
I could make this claim when it comes to
Somebody sold
anything.
you a
Do you take
rock.
any prescriptions, for example? Do you take any
No, I'm sure you
prescriptions?
do. I'm sure you do.
I
Somebody
don't.
sold you a rock. Did you ever take economics in college? Do you have one of those
Okay,
degrees in economics? You probably would have spent your money better.
quit changing the subject. So
Oh.
you seriously don't take any medications at all?
No, why would I?
I don't know. There's all kinds of reasons for people to do it.
Are you on
So if somebody
medication?
told me
What med do you
that they
take?
take a medication and I said to them, where'd you get that medication from? Did you make it? No, I bought it. Oh, from where? a pharmacy. Well, oh, so you just played right into the system. That thing you're taking doesn't even do anything. It doesn't do anything at all. And all you did was pay the big pharma company money that you earned so that they could keep perpetuating this lie. That is the line of reasoning that you use. You don't use evidence. You just use conspiracy theories and claims. You don't back any of your claims up.
How much did you pay for the rock?
Not much.
What's not much? $10, $100?
John, I'm not a material whore like you might be, okay? So I don't talk about how much money I spend on things. So well, I think maybe act a little more pious and humble, okay?
You would have been better taking the money from that rock and put it in your gas tank. That's what that rock is worth.
I have plenty of money. I have enough money to buy fake rocks and put gas in my car, apparently.
That's good. All right, bro, I got to go. Thanks for letting me on your live stream.
Yeah, you do, because you got nothing.
Okay, so do you. John, you got to go.
You're by far the stupidest person I've ever talked to.
You're the biggest dummy I know.
Okay, goodbye.